Now, as I already mentioned, Jessie Buckley is in line to win an Oscar on Sunday night. Our own Jessie from Killarney, we are so proud of her. And later on in the programme, we'll be continuing coverage of our Jessie Buckley special weekend with more memories of her and people who knew her well when she was on the way up the career ladder. But Jessie's not the only person who has a big weekend coming up this weekend, because another person who is hoping to be a major winner is our own Rose of Tralee, Caitlin Cummins. Caitlin has had an incredible journey through the RTE competition, Dancing with the Stars, and she has got herself as far as Sunday's final. And I'm delighted to say that she's taken time off from rehearsals to have a chat with us. Welcome, Caitlin.
Morning, how are you? I'm absolutely delighted to be on the radio with you all this morning. How are we?
I'm good. Caitlin, how busy are you? Tell me about today, for example. Are you rehearsing round the clock?
Yeah, I was in this morning at 9 o'clock and we just finished up there about 5 minutes ago. So we put in a good shift today, so we did.
Are you wrecked?
I'm actually not doing too bad. You know, this week has actually been kind of one of the most relaxing weeks because, you know, we don't have to fight for a place anymore to stay this Sunday. You know, this is the end, you know, that all we can do is do our best this Sunday. You know, we're not actually performing for a place next week as such. You know, we're kind of a little bit more relaxed and we're all enjoying, you know, being able to do our show jams and kind of put out a piece that means so much to us.
Ah, very good. And have you had to do this on a completely full-time basis, or you know, do you do it in and combine it with your job, or is that is the job kind of put to one side for now?
So I got the call for Dancing with the Stars back in September, and I was working at the time doing my apprenticeship. But the kind of the agreement that came with doing the show was that, like, I'd have to be in Dublin full time. So it meant moving to Dublin. The show put me up in Dublin. I've been living up here since the end of November. So I decided to pause my apprenticeship back in September and I moved up here. So I've been very busy with rehearsals 5 days a week for about 4 hours every day, and then doing my Rose duties in between different events all around the country.
Yeah, my goodness, you're a busy woman. And did you ever imagine, Caitlin, in your wildest dreams, when you entered the competition originally, not the Rose of Tralee now, Dancing with the Stars, did you ever think you'd get as far as the final?
No, I really didn't. I came into the competition as a confident young girl, and I was proven very quickly how hard this was going to be. And the first few weeks of the competition, I really struggled. You know, there's so many different aspects to dancing than what people think. You know, there's emotion, there's character, there's personality, there's breath work, there's arm movement. It's not just about the steps you put out on the floor. There's so much more to it that I never even realised. And I think I've come such a long way from the start. You know, I didn't realise that back at the start, but I put in so much work in the last couple of weeks to try and turn that around and to try and teach myself how to become a better dancer through emotion and without just through the steps, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. And what have you found the hardest?
Definitely the emotion side of things. I would call myself a very, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't express my emotions very well at all. And it's been difficult to do it through dance. It's doing it through something I never even imagined myself doing. You know, there's a sadness to a song. There's a happiness. There's a wacky, crazy, funny. To every single dance, there's something different. And flipping the switch every Monday morning was the hardest thing ever. Switching from being, like, I had the Charleston last week. It was wacky, funny, it was fun. And then this week, you know, we're back to, I'm doing Snow White again. And then my show dance is, you know, it's quite an emotional one. I'm dedicating it to my mum. So it's very, very emotional dances. You know, they're completely different emotions every single Monday morning that you're turning on. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you've done so, so well in the competition. I was, just by way of preparing for chatting to you today, I was looking back on some of the videos of your performances, and it's hard to believe you're not a professional dancer just watching you. And had you any experience at all of dance before you started on this journey?
So I did some Irish dancing back when I was 5 years old, up until the age of maybe 12. And then I dabbled a bit in the old country drive in our local country pub, and then a bit of set dance with my mum, the very odd occasion. It wouldn't have been a regular thing, but I would have always dabbled, you know, a small bit. I I would consider myself to have a small bit of a rhythm, so I wasn't too far off. That's why I say I was very confident coming into it, but then I was proven to be wrong very, very quickly when I had a tango for my first dance, and the positions was, oh my God, it was amazingly awful.
Well, you got to the final, Caitlin, so you must be doing something right. And tell me about Leonardo, your professional partner. You've a great rapport, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we have an amazing partnership. You know, we bonded very, very quickly in the first few weeks that we were partnered up together, and we just had so much fun. You know, he's from Italy, so he's been dancing since he was 7 years of age, and he's 27 now. He's been dancing 20 years. He's been teaching other people how to dance since he was 12, and he is just, you know, he's absolutely amazing. He's so professional, so respectful with me as well. You know, he understands that, you know, I'm a young Irish girl, and this is, I'm so out of my depth on this show, and that there are so many different aspects, you know, like the different, how close we are together in some of the dances. I'm like, Leo, please, like, stop putting my face so close to yours. And he's like, we have to do it. This is what makes people, you know, like, and I'm like, no, like, I can't. But that's the feeling of a Monday through to a Sunday's performance. You know, it's letting him make me believe that I can trust myself and that I can push myself further than I think. And he's done that so well throughout this whole show, you know, and I couldn't thank him enough. He's pushed me so outside of my comfort zone, and it has shown in the dances as well. You know, I never could have imagined myself letting people in like that, or letting people know about my disability or anything like that. But it's all down to him. You know, he makes me feel so comfortable through dance, and I feel like I can allow myself to perform that way.
Ah, super. Well, look, everyone in Kerry is very proud of you, as you can imagine. We feel like, I know you're not from Kerry, but we feel like you're one of our own, Caitlin, because you're our Rosa Tralee for 2026. Oh. Have you been getting messages of support from your fellow Roses from last year?
Oh, I haven't. They're all following me every single step of the way. You know, they're absolutely amazing. It's actually so unfortunate the way this weekend has worked out. Most of the Roses and Escorts are flying out today to go to Boston to prepare for the Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday. So I am. They're all flying out to Boston today, and I'll be joining them all in New York on Monday for the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So there's no chance of a rest when the Dancing with the Stars is all over.
No, I think I'll sleep when I'm dead and when I hand over the sash in August, because my life just actually seems to be on the go 24/7. No, I never really stop, but I'm one of those people that thrives off being on the go 24/7. You know, I absolutely love being busy and meeting all these different people, being part of all these different experiences, these different journeys. You know, it's exactly why I signed up to do the Rosa Tralee. You know, it really does change your life, and for the better. I can't think of anyone who's been part of the festival who said it's done something bad for them. You know, everyone has had a positive experience out of it, and I can only hope, you know, that whoever does take part in it in the future, you know, and becomes the next Rosa Tralee will have the exact same experience that I did, because it is just absolutely amazing. The support, you know, I always joke with other people who don't really understand what the festival is, and I just say, we're like a cult. I say, you'll meet someone in every inch of the country who has somebody who is a part of the festival. And it's so true, because everyone I meet, you know, throughout the show as well, you know, we've a lot of RTE working behind the scenes doing the camera, and they're the same crew that filmed the Rosa Tralee back in August, you know, so they all know me as well, you know, through that. They're all like, oh, I remember watching you on stage, the shock in your face when you won. And I'm like, oh my God, these people are all down in Tralee, you know. There's so many connections, every single place I go. It's absolutely amazing.
I can imagine. Well, listen, it's been a great pleasure speaking to you, Caitlin. You've been a superb ambassador, not just for the festival, but for everybody here in Kerry, and we'll all be rooting for you on Sunday night, 6:30, RTE1. The very best of luck, and we'll see you soon in Kerry, please God.
Yes, you will indeed. And you can text Caitlin to 53125 in case anyone forgets the number. Thank you so much.
We'll do that. All the best, Caitlin. Great to chat to you. All the best.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That is Caitlin Cummins there, our Rose of Tralee. And what a very giving sort of open, honest interview that was, you know, explaining how hard she found it, explaining how difficult it was for her to sort of show emotion. That's very raw and very honest, and fair play to her. But you'd expect nothing less, because she's been an absolute superstar since she was crowned last August. So we'll, as I said already, we'll all be rooting for her on Sunday night, as well as rooting for Jessie. It's just a hectic weekend, isn't it? All happening this weekend. If you'd like to get in touch with us, 083 300 3300. We've the break and the bingo numbers coming up next.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, where the